As we come off of the most dense experience of Yantiv Sheni Shel Galus all year long, the second night of Pesach, we not only have another Kiddush and another round of Tfilas of Yantiv, we have a second night of Matzen, a second night of Mara, a second night of Sipras Yis Mitzrayim, a second Asher Galanu. For many of us, two more rounds of Halal El HaSeder in the Beis HaKnesses and at home, coming off of the densest experience of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus all year long, you got to wonder where it went. And that's one reason why tonight's a particularly appropriate night to wonder why is there no Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus when it comes to Sefiras HaOmer. Sefiras HaOmer is supposed to begin the first night of Chol Moed Pesach. So, on the assumption that Thursday was Tezvav Nisan, so Thursday night was the first night of Chol Moed Pesach, and so we appropriately began Sefiras HaOmer then. But we kept Friday as well as a Sfeikat Yom, and maybe that's Tezvav Nisan. According to that, Friday night should have been not night number two, but night number one. And you would have expected Sfeikat Yom would have it, that we would be counting every night. Tonight is 6 or 7. Tonight is 38 or 39. Every single night we could have kept it going. It's a question that we shown already raised, and it's a question that should puzzle us over the course of Chol Moed Pesach. It's a question which is particularly apropos now as well, because I want to share with you an insight that's a combination of idea of the Rav, whose yards 30th yard day we're in the midst of marking now of the course of Chol Moed Pesach, and of one of his rabbeim and his masmich, the Kavna Rav, the Dvar Avram. And it begins with two strangenesses, two curiosities about Sefiras HaOmer. The Magen Avraham points out in Siman Tav Pei Tes, the Siman in Arachayim about Sefiras HaOmer, that there are two ways in which Sefiras HaOmer doesn't operate the way normal verbal mitzvahs do. Two kulas that you usually can use that you can't use in Sefiras HaOmer. Number one is Shomei Ka'ona. I can say my own Kiddush, or I can be Yotze by listening to your Kiddush. When it comes to Sefiras HaOmer, sometimes we need to rely on Shomei Ka'ona for the bracha. I'm not sure if I can make the bracha, so I'll be Yotze your bracha, but I'll do my own counting. The Magen Avraham understands in the Gemara Menachos that there is no way for me to be Yotze with your Hayom Shlosha Yamin Ba'Omer. That wouldn't work. Why is it different than any other verbal mitzvah? And there's another exception. Magen Avraham also writes near the beginning of Tzav Pekes that when the Mishnah and Megillah indicates that although there are mitzvahs that you can be yotze in translation and mitzvahs that you cannot be yotze in translation, the Mishnah Megillah says if even a mitzvah you can be yotze in translation, you got to understand the language. You want to be yotze Kriyat Shema in Portuguese, you want to daven Shemona Esrei in Yiddish, you got to understand the Portuguese or the Yiddish. If, however, the Gemara understands from the Mishnah, Hebrew is an exception. You say the Kriyat Shema, the Tefillin, the original Hebrew, Birkas HaMazon, the original Hebrew, even if you don't understand Hebrew, you're automatically Yotze with Hebrew. Says in Magen Avraham, but not Sefiras HaOmer. Sefiras HaOmer is an exception. Sefiras HaOmer, even if you're going to count the original Hebrew, it only works if you understand Hebrew. If I don't understand Hebrew, I should read the other side of the Yarshko. I have to say it in a language they understand. There is, so those are two normal rules, normal principles of verbal mitzvos that don't apply to Sefiras HaOmer. Shomei Ka'ona is off, and automatically Biyotze in Hebrew is off. A third problem is one that goes back to Tosos. Tosos were so shocked by this, they couldn't even get the answer question out of their mouth. They just said, the Prima God, the Bahag, has an opinion that if you miss a night, you're out. And Tosos, the Menacha says, Tema Gedola, can't be. Almost as though they're so flabbergasted, they can't even tell you what's bothering them. The Rosh says, Rosh explains what was bothering them is every night's a different mitzvah. Bahag seems to think that's one big mitzvah, but it's not. And the Prima Gadim centuries later explains, and I know that every night's its own mitzvah because every night has its own bracha. To which the Rav gave two solutions, one of which I'll share with you right now, both of which, if you're interested, appear beautifully presented in Rav Schechter's Eretz HaTzvis and Gimel. The one that's relevant to us right now is that the Rav said that the solution to all these three goes back to the Dvar Avram solution to the question with which we began, which is why there no Sveika Diyama. And the answer is the reason why Sfira Sa'omer is not like normal verbal mitzvahs where if I say it in Hebrew, I'm automatically yotze. It's not like normal verbal mitzvahs where I can listen to you, Yosef Shamea Ka'ona, is because Sfira Sa'omer is not a mitzvah to recite. It's a mitzvah to count. Kriya Shema is a mitzvah to say a certain text. Birkas Hamazon is a mitzvah to say a certain text. Obviously, it's ideal if I understand it. If I say in the original Hebrew, understand or not, I have recited the text. And if I'm Yotz, if I listen to you, so there's the magic, halachic magic, Shemaya Ka'ona, Ki'ilu, I plug into your recitation. But Sfiras Omer isn't a mitzvah to say Hayom Shnei Yamim Ba'Omer, Hayom Shisha Yamim Ba'Omer. It's not a mitzvah to recite. It's a mitzvah to count. We do the counting verbally, but not a mitzvah to say a certain text. It's a different verb. I'm counting. So if I don't understand, I haven't counted. If I just recite, now, you know, sometimes kids like to memorize, you know, how to count 1 to 10 in foreign languages. If I don't know what I'm saying, I may be reciting words, I'm not counting. And Shomea Kona isn't going to help. If Kiwa said the words, but only you counted. The Rav suggested that counting also requires continuity. If I count 1, 2, 5, 7, I may have recited numbers, but I haven't counted unless there's continuity, which is perhaps why the Bahag thought that when you miss a night, you're out, not because it's one big mitzvah. Maybe up until this point, you've been yotzei, but you can't count further because you've lost your continuity. And finally, Devar Avram suggests that this idea that Sfiras Omer is not a mere recitation, but it's a verbal counting, might explain as well why there's no Sveika D'Yoma. Devar Avram thinks that if you're not sure what night it is, you cannot count Sfiras Omer. Even if you say, look, I'm not sure whether tonight is 8 or 9, I'll count both. Dvar Avraham has a shocking chiddush. Even doing both, you have vadai not ben yotze. Because just like continuity, the counting requires understanding and requires continuity, counting also requires certainty. And to say, well, it might be 5, it might be 6, I've said the numbers, but I haven't counted. So Dvar Avraham has a shocking historical chiddush. He thinks during the couple of centuries, the end of the Bayi Sheni period, the first couple of centuries afterwards, when there was real Sveika D'Yoma in Galus, there was no Sfiras Omer whatsoever. They had no choice. They could not be Yotze Sfiras Omer because they started with Safek. There was no way to be Yotze. And in fact, if you look at the Sugya Sfiras Omer in Menachos, it only quotes later Amorim, who are now trying to figure out the basics of how the counting is supposed to work. Because in the days of Abaye v'Rava, Rambam writes that the real Sveika D'Yoma ended, and Abaye is the first one to discuss in Bavel. And now, how are we supposed to count? So all the four issues fall into place with an appreciation that the mitzvah, the gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us during these weeks, the Sfiras Omer, is not mere recitation, but it's a counting which requires certainty, a counting which requires understanding, a counting which requires continuity, and hopefully a counting which accomplishes building all of those aspects into our general avodah as well. A sense of continuity, a sense of understanding, a sense of certainty.